Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Morning Beat, the new Channel Q.
It's my party.
Good morning and a happy Tuesday. If you've been listening to the show for at least the last month, you would know today is a very special day. Today is the day I was born. And we are joined. AJ Gibson is out.
Yes.
But we have my dear friend, Justin Martindale. You know him from E! And Comedy Central. One of my favorite comedians.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you for sharing this day with me.
Yeah, I feel like AJ Sub and the Queen.
Oh, I love AJ
The birthday
Sub.
Queen.
The birthday queen. Well, I'm so happy that you're joining us today.
Me too.
You had a crazy night last night. You did something awesome with Netflix.
It comes out on Friday. Did their the Netflix SiriusXM show.
That's so great. And they can check it out on Friday.
I think so, yes.
I love that. Well, I'm happy you're here because we're covering a lot of stories today, including one that you can give us some personal insight
some
on.
Tea.
Yeah. So yesterday we were talking about DJ Qual. He's an actor. He came out during Jim Jefferies' performance doing stand-up and came out, essentially. But it was very awkward. We discussed it. You were there because you're on tour with Jim Jefferies.
Yeah.
And you you know the whole thing. So we're going to talk about that in the next hour. Also, it is Tuesday. So we have our celebrity veterinarian, Doc Halligan, joining us to answer all your pet questions. I'm so happy you're here. I love that you are a comedian because today on my birthday...
Yes.
I decided every year I try to do one thing that I'm super afraid of.
Yeah.
And I'm terrified of this improv class. I've wanted to go for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to drive past it on my way home.
On Melrose.
On Melrose.
Yeah.
And every time I pass it, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. So now, today, I'm going to go to this class after the show to learn how to be funnier.
Which you don't have to do. You're already funny.
Well, I think I'm excited, but I'm nervous.
But think of it this way. I think it's like one of those things where it's like your birthday. You know how people are like, oh, it's my birthday. I'm going to jump out of an airplane.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Yeah, you should. Take a risk.
Maybe I will jump out of an airplane. Would you like to come with me?
No, I'm good.
Are you afraid of heights or anything?
Yes.
You are?
Yeah. I'm already like 6'4", so I'm already like high up there anyways. So it's just... You know, I don't. I like being secure on the ground.
Stable.
Mm-hmm.
What sign are you?
Pisces.
Oh, I love Pisces.
Pisces, Aries.
You're
like
Justin.
March 20th.
First
day of spring.
Wait, I said Justin. Jeffrey, our producer. Justin is out. It's been such a crazy month. Justin is out. He had his baby. Hi, baby Bennett.
Baby Bennett's born?
That's right.
That was a lot of bees. Baby Bennett's born.
Say it three times.
Baby Bennett's born. Baby Bennett's born. Baby Bennett's born. That's hard. It is hard.
We have a great show for you, of course. But for now, let's do a little news on the beat. Get to the important stuff. So the next step in the historic impeachment of President Trump has been looming for almost a month now. And after all the strategizing and negotiating, the pieces are finally falling into place for a Senate trial. Now, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expected to give up her fight to withhold the articles of impeachment from the Senate today, which means everything can pick back up. Now, House Democrats will then vote to appoint their impeachment managers, and a trial could begin within days. Some Senate Republicans have recently said they're actually open to calling witnesses during the trial, something many high-ranking GOP lawmakers did not want, but do want to wait until the trial begins to make that decision.
I'll believe it when I see it.
I'll believe it when I see it too.
And
clap your
I'm
hands.
Not going to believe it, but thanks for saying you will, but you won't. I love being optimistic in the morning.
You're so optimistic.
I mean, it's just...
Well, then let's lighten the mood.
Yeah.
If you're celebrating a birthday today... Happy birthday, January 14th. You're celebrating with me. I turned 32 today, and I'm very excited about it. You're also celebrating with Dave Grohl, lead singer of the Foo Fighters, 51 years old, who I'm obsessed with.
What if I say I'm not like the others? What if I say I'm not just another one of your plays? You're a pretender.
Director Steven Soderbergh of the Ocean's films is 57 years old today.
Hello, Sarah Paulson's like partner.
I know, Holland Taylor. 77 years old. That's a good birthday person to share with.
Yeah, LL Cool J.
Yeah, we love LL Cool J.
Harold Shipman.
Whom? What'd you say?
Carl Weathers.
Yeah. And Faye Dunaway.
Benedict Arnold.
Honestly, I feel like with Faye Dunaway, we should have Mommy Dearest.
Tina, bring me the axe.
All right, well, our vibe of the day is something new. We're starting to give you a little positive energy. On January 14th, 2020, what's meant for you will come and stay. You'll not have to force and feel desperate about it. What's meant to fall apart will fall apart, and nothing and no one will be able to stop it. Instead of feeling not worthy or stressed out, allow yourself to feel inner peace that you can bring your best into each and every moment. So that's a little wisdom
Good
for you to
Lord.
Take into your Tuesday.
That was a wordy one.
Yeah,
and it's Jason Bateman's birthday too.
Is there any other birthdays you'd like to announce?
Well, one of them was yesterday, and I thought it was the 13th today, and it wasn't.
So we're not going to announce that one.
Well, it was an American Idol alumni. It's birthday.
It was probably Carrie Underwood trying
close.
To rain on my parade again.
It's very close.
Who was it?
The Morning Beat, the new Channel Q.
Welcome back to The Morning Beat. AJ Gibson is out, but we have Justin Martindale, and you know him from E! Comedy Central, also one of my favorite celebrities who I will not mention, slid into his DMs.
Okay.
And we are screaming. I am having such a great time. Thank you for celebrating my birthday with me today.
I know. I love a good quinceañera.
I said go on.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's a bat mitzvah, but same.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. I've been getting the most amazing texts, including from my brother, who is my baby. Hi, Sam. He's been blowing me up. He's my best friend, and now he's a grown-up. But when he was little, no, he's a grown-up with children and a wife.
Whoa.
But when he was little, him and I have always been very outside of the box. We do our own thing. And he had long hair until he was about 8 or 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being very defensive over him because people, including kids, would make fun of him. One time we were like at McDonald's and he was going up the slide. And this little boy was like, hey, little girl, like so rude. And then of course me as his big sister was livid.
Yeah.
But he had long hair forever because he had beautiful hair. He was gorgeous. And I like when parents grow little boys' hair out. I think it's so cute. They have their little man buns. But it brought up a story that we were just talking about a little boy now in the UK whose mother has started an Instagram account for him. And you can check it out at Farouk James. He's 8 years old. Beautiful little boy.
And I've seen this kid before. Like he's made some headlines before with this hair.
Yeah. Yeah. So
as he should. As someone who's made headlines with their own hair, I get it. Yeah.
Well, he's got like long, long curly hair.
Yes.
And so it's being kind of put into question because the mother said she wants to send him to school, but applying for a mixed school, it's difficult for him to be able to go there with his long hair. Like the school is basically saying he's violating dress code.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to do something with the hair. So she's considering now, and she's gone viral for this decision, about possibly writing down that he's non-binary.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
This, first of all, kids suck. And I think that's just the problem with bad parenting. I agree with you with like kids being able to grow out their hair. I think a lot of parents do that with their kids, like with boys or girls. It's like,
yeah,
just grow their hair out because they're bald when they're born. You know, let them grow out their hair.
They're just excited to have hair by the time it comes in.
Yeah. And who knows? When this kid's like 30, 32 something, he could like lose his hair. So grow it out while you can. But also I think it's weird. Like she's blogging about this. Let the kid, this is what, okay, I'm going to be very opinionated.
Yeah, please.
Do not sexualize children. Do not.
Yeah, I think the labeling is strange.
Let them grow their hair out. Let them dye. My cousin, she has two twin boys and they're 8, and she lets them dye their hair green, dye their hair blue. Let them be kids. Let them go play in the mud. Let them be children.
Mm-hmm.
When they hit puberty and they start having hormones and feelings and stuff, that's when we can address the situation. Don't tell your little kid. And first of all, she started a Instagram account when the kid was 2 years old.
Yeah, that's kind of problematic.
It's just weird. I mean, what are you doing? You're obviously doing this because you want to do it for... And by the way, she's a blogger and her blogger name is @badmotherblogger.
Yeah, here's the thing. We talked about this when Charlize Theron discussed labeling her child. And I think that they're just so young. There's no need
it's
for labels.
Thing.
It's the same way that people are saying, don't do these showers anymore, these gender reveal parties.
Right.
Like, just don't do anything.
Right.
Don't label anything. Show them if they want pink or if they want blue or if they want yellow. Let them choose.
Let them choose. I think gender reveal parties are so weird because I just, it's like, it's just like, it's, I just, it just looks insecure to me. It's like, look what we did. We did this. It's like, cool. You had unprotected sex. Good for you.
Well, it's only been a thing for about the last 10 years.
Yes, yes.
And so it's kind of new still. But I was interested in the story, so I looked up to see if there was any similar stories. And actually, last year, there's a story about a little boy who lived in Tatum, Texas, 4 years old. 4 years
Four.
Old. He went to school. He had his hair in pigtails like Willie Nelson, uh-huh. like looked so cute.
In braids.
And the superintendent told the mother that if he chose to wear his hair like this and if he was passionate about it, then he could put a dress on and he could go to school with long hair and tell everybody that he was a little girl. And the mom
but
was like...
But that was like demeaning. He did that like...
That wasn't celebratory.
Yeah.
And so now people are like, well, that's so funny that that would be an issue. And so petitions have been created. Over 9,000 people have signed it. One person said, that's so funny. Jesus had long hair. You didn't tell him to pin it up.
No, American Jesus had long
American
hair.
American yeah. Jesus mm-hmm. had long hair. And so I don't know. I think the long hair doesn't bother me as much as, like you said, the labeling of an 8-year-old saying he's non-binary.
But also this was a principal saying that about a kid.
Mm-hmm.
How dare you?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
You're an adult figure with like responsibilities and like you're promoting bullying.
Yeah, I think
you need to lose your job.
Honestly, going back to Farouk James as well, I appreciate that his mother wants to support him, but keep him off of Instagram too.
Keep
like he's 8.
Yes. It's just you're gonna give that kid a complex, man. And
yeah.
and it's just sucks because he's such a little delight to look at.
Yeah, he's
and
beautiful.
Like, but it's also like, let the kid have a personality. Don't make everything about his looks, because then we're gonna release another narcissistic sociopath into the world.
And then they're gonna name it Don't F with Cats.
And
the Morning Beat, the new Channel Q.
So if you follow us on Instagram at We Are Channel Q, you will see that we had a really big night on Sunday night. So we like to go to High Tops in West Hollywood to watch The Real L Word, Generation Q. And we've got our photo booth, and it's a really good time for the lesbians, and it's just super fun. So on Sunday night, DJ Lisa Pippen was there, and the entire cast of the new L Word Generation Q came into the bar and took photos at the We Are Channel Q booth, and it was really exciting. And then it came right off the heels of a really big announcement. Now, have you seen the L Word Generation Q?
Does it look like I have?
I don't. Your hair's sort of parted like a lesbian today. So yeah, not yes.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Well,
God, you're lucky it's your birthday.
Yeah, you can't be mean to me today.
I don't know. I've never really seen the L Word, and now no, I have not. And it's what is it on Showtime? I don't really watch Showtime.
Yeah, so it's on Showtime. All right. Well, the first L Word was amazing. It literally helped me come out.
Yeah.
I know a lot of lesbians everywhere were like, oh my God, this is the best. So we were very nervous when the L Word Generation Q came out. And I will be honest with you, the first episode, I watched it with a big group of lesbians and I felt super underwhelmed the first
underwhelmed.
Episode. Underwhelmed. Yeah. I felt like they were trying to, you know, they were getting criticized.
We live in Silver Lake.
Yeah, we're like very cool, but like not. We're like tough guys, but not.
Mm-hmm.
But they were trying to felt like to normalize topics that they did not in the past. But it was like really in your face and aggressive and quickly. So I kind of quit watching it. And then a lot of my girlfriends were like, no, it's getting really good. Just watch it. So I've now caught up. And I will say, after you get through the first episode, you do start to get really attached to the characters again. And now these newer characters we're watching and we're falling in love with. And a lot of people are falling in love because they just got renewed for a season 2, 10 episodes. And it's going to be a 10-episode run.
Woo. Wow.
Yeah, that's a big deal. You know, I think it's a big deal for us also because we need that lesbian representation. And what they're doing with this L word Generation Q, they're bringing, like, there's a trans man on the show. And they're bringing a lot of diversity, ethnicity-wise. And I think that's good, you know? I was a little nervous
visibility.
About the...
Visibility.
Yeah, we need visibility.
I know, it's so true.
We do. Well, you got to come and watch it with me. Because
okay.
I think you'll like it.
I haven't been to High Tops.
You'll enjoy it. You've never been to High Tops?
I don't know. I think I've been to the one in San Francisco. Isn't there one in San Francisco?
There's one in San Francisco, and then there's the one in West Hollywood.
Yeah, I haven't been to the one in West Hollywood.
Well, besides lesbian shows, is there any gay male-driven shows? No, there's just, like, Queer Eye.
Right now, I think it's just Queer Eye and...
Yeah, that's it.
Will and Grace.
And Will and Grace,
but that's, like, done.
Well, big congratulations to the L Word Generation Q. They drove the network's biggest weekend of subscribers. And if you haven't had a chance to check it out, really do. Some of the guests that they've had are Megan Rapinoe. And then, of
Fortune's
course,
on it.
And Fortune Feimster's on it. And she's so funny. Of course, you fall in love with the old cast, but they're tackling things like thruples and normalizing, you know, body hair and not and being more of a feminist and not having to fall into the category of, like, over the top. So it's nice. Check it out if you get the chance. And of course, congratulations to a season two. Now, coming up, we have a story for you. It'll inspire you and maybe make you feel like you're just not doing enough.
Oh.
Stick around with the new Channel Q.
The Morning Beat. The new Channel Q.
Oh, good morning. Good morning. Justin Marndell here from E! And Comedy Central. I am here with the lovely... birthday girl, youthful, vibrant, Miss Michaela Gordon.
Go on, thank you.
I mean, I just love being here with you this morning.
I'm so happy that you're with us.
I'm very excited, but I do have a question. It is your birthday, so it's like new year, new you, or whatever.
I feel like it's new year, same me.
Correct. I didn't want to say that out loud, but now that you addressed it, yes. I will say, have you ever broken a world record?
No, when I was little... I tried to break the record for jump roping the longest. I made it 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Which is actually pretty good for an 8-year-old. So
Yeah. I broke the world record for longest blackout for a Sunday Funday. It was 2015 until now, actually. Oh, still in it.
Do you remember anything currently, or are you still in that black hole?
Don't even know where I'm at right now. Okay. But here's one. This is a story about inspiration. I mean, to start your day off, to let you guys know that you can do more in your life.
Yeah.
A South Carolina man competed in the 2020 Charleston Marathon. He has beaten the world record for the fastest time to finish a marathon in, wait for it, an exoskeleton suit. What?
Oh, I didn't even know what an exo.
Say it again.
Don't you go there. Don't even do an exoskeleton suit. Yeah. And you were like, oh yeah, it's like on hydraulics. Yeah.
And like, I was full, like, on alien Sigourney Weaver realness.
Yeah. And I was like, there's no way. And then I Googled it, and absolutely, you're 100% right.
So Adam,
they're amazing. They look like Transformers.
Yes, he's full on. He is at the optimist prime of his life. This is Adam Gorlitsky. He was paralyzed from the waist down. He completed Saturday's 26.2-mile race with a time of 33 hours, 50 minutes, and 23 seconds. Corey Mitchell, one of the organizers of the Charleston Marathon, told CNN.
Well, here's what's crazy, too. He did not, like, he started on Thursday night, and he went until Saturday morning when he was done. He did not stop to take any sleep breaks. Nothing. Like, just went all night long.
Does he eat?
No, I don't think he ate. I don't think he went to the bathroom.
I think he just diapered it. He diapered it.
Well, I'm diapering it. I'm 32 now.
I'm diapering it as well as we... there we go.
Okay, good.
That's a lot. Like, that's like Black Friday nonsense. Like, where people line up for a Best Buy for 4 days and you're like, what are you doing with yourself?
Well, it's crazy because he got into an accident in 2005, which is what left him paralyzed. And then after 10 years, he was able to stand up and walk using a ReWalk robotic exoskeleton. Mm-hmm. And then in 2016, he founded the nonprofit I Got Legs. And since then, he's been able to compete and do different things with the robotic exoskeleton. And he said his organization is dedicated to improving the lives of disabled community, and the spinal cord injury does not define who he is. I'm telling you, that's a really big deal, and it should be super inspiring because
it is.
When you get into an accident, my aunt got into a horrific accident when she was like 18. She was coming around the mountain in a car, and she ended up completely breaking her back. And she's, I mean, to this day, bent over like a hunchback of Notre Dame. Like, it's like very, it's devastating. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to bounce back from that, not just physically, but like emotionally and mentally. And now he's like doing marathons. I'm healthy and capable, and I can't do one marathon.
That's what I was gonna say. I was like, you know who hasn't done a marathon? Me.
Yeah. No.
And you know who's not going to?
Not me.
Yeah, I get my steps in and then I call it a day.
Listen, I did the AIDS walk this year, and I was like, I don't know where I've been, but I can't breathe. Like, they were handing me oranges and like apples.
I know.
And I felt like Rocky, like I needed to be re-nourished every 5 minutes.
I have so many of my friends back home in Texas who like post those pictures on Facebook and they're like, I did it. And I'm like, why?
How?
I think I would need an exoskeleton suit to get through a marathon, and I don't even need one.
Maybe we could get them to sponsor you here with Channel Q.
Channel Q sponsored exoskeleton. Yeah. I'm in.
That's it. That's for my birthday. That's what I want.
The Morning Beat, the new Channel Q.
Happy Tuesday. I'm so excited to be here because we're celebrating a very special day. It's the day of my birth. Everyone's like,
me.
Get over it. We're celebrating a really important day, and that day is
me.
AJ Gibson is out, but we've got Justin Martindale. Now, you know him from E! And Comedy Central, also a friend to Channel Q. I'm so happy that you're here with us.
Oh, yeah. I'm making my rounds.
I'm just laughing because what you guys did not get to see is we just did a story about an exoskeleton. And when we just went to walk and get coffee, Justin Martindale pretended like he had an exoskeleton suit on and made that noise while walking like a robot to the coffee pot.
Yeah.
And it was, I think everyone in the office appreciated that.
I hope so. They're like, who's this guy? I'm like, get used to it, guys. I'm going to be here for a while.
Yeah. Well, we are going to be here for a while because we have a great show for you. This hour, we're talking about an influential YouTuber who's coming out as trans. And the reason why is shocking. The fact that we're having these conversations is unreal to
me. It's actually trending on Twitter right now as we speak.
Yeah, everybody's reposting it. I got the news from Michelle Visage, who we love. And then actor DJ Qualls, we talked about this yesterday, came out to a packed theater.
Oh, yes. Sold out.
Sold out.
Why? Because I was there.
That's right. You opened for Jim Jefferies. You have for a long time. You're an incredible stand-up comedian, in my opinion.
Thank you.
But things got awkward. So you're going to give us the inside scoop. You don't want to miss that. And then, of course, in What's Poppin', find out what celebrity is talking about running for Congress. They want to go back
to
school.
Oh, I know who
and,
this is.
And find out what people are saying about it. But before we do that, we'll do a little news on the beat. So what's going down? Cory Booker is out. The New Jersey senator announced he's ending his presidential campaign after failing to qualify for the Democratic debate in Iowa. Now, while lack of funding was a problem, Booker's team also said the looming Senate impeachment trial would likely sideline big fundraising and campaign efforts. The Democratic field seems to get less and less diverse with every campaign dropout, a fact that will be displayed as early as tonight. The remaining frontrunners gather in Des Moines for the final face-to-face debate before the caucuses on February 3rd. Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg, Tom Steyer, and Amy Klobuchar take to the stage. And needless to say, there will be a lot to talk about. That includes Warren's claims that Sanders told her in 2018 that he did not believe a woman could win the presidency. Now, Sanders' camp has pushed back on the claim, but we'll find out more later. I feel like I could believe that he said that.
Well, yeah.
It's interesting because I would never think that was on brand for him, but now I'm like, maybe he did. I could see that
happen. When did he say this? 2018?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, that was 2 years ago. A lot can change.
I mean, yeah, so we'll hear his we'll hear his defense. Yeah. I hope he didn't because I've always liked him.
I have too.
Yeah. Well, in other news, ABC's Jeopardy! Greatest of All Time tournament resumes today as all-time champs Ken Jennings, James Holzhauer, and Brad Rutter battle for bragging rights and $1 million top prize. Jennings won two of last week's three matches, and if Jennings wins Tuesday's match, it's over.
Really?
If Holzer or Rutter snag a victory, the tournament continues Wednesday, and then it'll go on until one player wins three matches. The tournament has won high ratings, intense interest, and of course, more love for host Alex Trebek battling stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
What are nerds for $500, Alex?
Bingo.
Yeah, bingo.
All right, well, in better news, if you're celebrating a birthday, a happy, happy birthday, you're celebrating with me. Okay, I'm literally not doing this anymore. Our poor listeners, they're like, we do not want to hear you talk about yourself anymore. Thank you.
Wait, are you a birthday week kind of a girl or a birthday month kind of a girl or a birthday year kind of a girl?
I'm like a birthday year. Like, it could be a solid March 23rd, and I'm like, at some point, we got to celebrate my birthday.
Do you do a half birthday celebration?
I'll do an August birthday. Like, it really, it just depends on my mood. Also, I love taking people, this is one of my favorite things to do, taking people to restaurants and telling the restaurants it's their birthday.
Oh, and
it's not at all.
So you like lying?
I love lying. Good, okay, I love great. Tricking and
lying. You
should
run for office.
It's me that's running for Congress. Surprise. well, Dave Grohl, lead singer of the Foo Fighters, is celebrating his 51st birthday. LL Cool J, 52. And, actress Sarah Paulson's better half.
Yes.
Holland Taylor. I love them.
I didn't say in the first part whose birthday it was yesterday
All
from
right,
American
let's
Idol.
Say it.
It was William Hung.
No, it was not William Hung's birthday.
Remember him, that gem?
Oh,
shebang,
wow.
Shebang.
Literally
West
two.
By the way, she move. Oh.
That's literally two
Icon.
Iconic idols
yes.
celebrating back to back.
Yes.
Okay, well, speaking of iconic, we got a new segment, Vibe of the Day, that we want to send you out with. What's meant for you will come and stay. You will not have to force and feel desperate about it. What's meant to fall apart will, and nothing and no one will be able to stop it. Instead of feeling not worthy and stressed out, allow yourself to feel inner peace so that you can bring your best into each and every moment. Let it go, honey.
I read mine and it just said, don't leave the house today.
Honestly, we could have decided that when I went to pick you up this morning and
no.
you had a few visitors outside waiting for you.
There were. Uh-huh.
The Morning Beat, the new Channel Q.
So it's been such a great day already. I just got off the phone with my niece and nephew and some of my friends and family, and I'm here with Justin Martindale. Now, you know him from E! Comedy Central, also a friend of mine. We're celebrating the day
you.
Of my birth. no, we're not. We're actually just doing a regular radio show.
Yeah.
But I, you know, I was on Facebook because, you know how they give you the reminders and people are like, oh, happy birthday. And so I saw Michelle Visage and she, I happened to see a post that she reposted. This was last night. And it happened to be, the story ended up blowing up and going completely viral shortly after she posted it, and many others did. But I'm obsessed with this makeup artist. I really like watching the makeup tutorials. Still can't do my own makeup. I just
what?
Love watching.
You were beat for days.
That's not my work. That's something else. I have to pay somebody to make you look like that. Do not look like that. But it's like a whole, and if I could do makeup,
yeah.
I would start a YouTube page
I
would make money and I would like make a whole career out of this artistry because that's what it is.
And if I could do makeup, I would do drag.
And then you would be rich off RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes, of course.
Get to work.
I can't. It's too late.
Well, maybe
I'm
you
like
could
Charlie
call...
Hines over here.
Well, maybe you could call Nikki. Nikki Tutorials.
Yes.
Because there is a very popular YouTube creator. She's Dutch, and she's been doing makeup and has had her YouTube page for a couple of years now. She has more than 12 million followers, and people love her. She's really just beautiful and does beautiful makeup. Well, she's come out and said, she made a video yesterday, that due to somebody blackmailing her, she has some information that she would like to share with her audience. And so let's take a listen to how she opens up this YouTube video message to her fans.
Today I am here to share something with you that I've always wanted to share with you, and it looks like that chance has been taken away from me. So today I am taking back my own power, and I have to tell you something. Planet Earth is full of labels, and I never felt comfortable with labels. I wanted to be my own person, my own identity, my own human being without any rules, without any labels, and without any restrictions.
So this is wild, because if you follow her, you literally have no idea what she's about to say. There's not a hint, not an inkling, not a clue. And she's 25 years old. She's still really young. So you're like, okay, can't imagine what it's going to be. Like, is she sick? Is she in a relationship that's not been good? Did she cheat on somebody? Blackmail could be anything.
Anything.
Anything. Let's listen to what she says.
I want to start the year off by finally revealing a part of my life that has made me who I am. It is time to let go and be truly free. When I was younger, I was born in the wrong body, which means that I am transgender.
You go, Dutch makeup artist.
Yeah, she came out and said that she's a trans
Nikki Tutorial woman.
But people are losing their minds for her.
Well, people are losing their minds because, A, first of all, that makeup community is sketchy. They come for each other.
They will come for you if you don't do it right.
Like, who is, I mean, we've got Jeffree Star. We have that one kid who looks like a candle. What's his name?
James? Not a candle. Why would you say a candle?
He looks like Lumiere from Beauty and the Beast. James, what's his name?
James Charles.
Yeah, sure. And then he went after that makeup artist. They had a fight.
They had a falling out.
We had to watch them lose their followers. Now we have Nikki. And then if you're on Twitter right now, you see that Too Faced is trending, and that is owned by Jared Blandino, and apparently that is the rumored blackmailer who was going to out Nikki Tutorials. Actually, I'm sorry, not him, but his sister, who had changed her Instagram profile to, like, I'm gonna get you, and everyone's gonna know.
Yeah, but a lot of YouTubers are coming to her defense, like Jeffree Star, another really big YouTube influencer, Gabby Hanna, said, whoever blackmailed Nikki made the fatal error of underestimating the power of a fearless, proud, unapologetic female. Can't prey on shame if it does not exist. We got your back. I think it's really great that she did take her power back and did not let this person hold the blackmail.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's happened to me before. Nothing so extreme. But somebody has said to me in the past, like, oh, I have this information, and if you don't do this, then I'm going to show you.
One time I said that.
Okay, and and it stuck with me.
I'm sorry.
Justin, stop trying to expose me.
Take your power.
I'm taking my power back right now. No, but coming out, and as a trans woman, I'm happy that she came out now. I think more than ever, we need more visibility for our trans community.
Absolutely.
We always talk about it. The T still is so silent. And to see a really successful, beautiful young woman saying, this is who I am, I'm ready to live my life. And you know what? Also, to her defense, I'm glad that she didn't come out before. I think that she was able to just establish herself and establish her career, and now she can get personal and say, this is also where I'm coming from.
Yeah, and you know what she needs to do? She needs to create a blackmail palette.
The Morning Beat, the new Channel Q.
Good morning. We are back with Birthday Girl Michaela Gordon. I am Justin Martindale from E! And Comedy Central filling in today. I know you guys talked about actor DJ Qualls, one of my buds, yesterday.
Yeah, we did. I know that you tour with Jim Jefferies.
I twirl. We definitely twirl.
I said tour, but also twirl.
Oh, I thought you said twirl.
Honestly, though, that's the new name.
I twirl. That means we hang. Mm-hmm. Yes, I was in San Diego and Santa Barbara this weekend. We performed, we had two shows on Friday night in San Diego, and DJ Qualls, who I've hung out with a couple of times, decided that he was going to come out of the closet on stage, hunty.
Okay, so here's how the article presented it.
Right, and I'm going to break this all down.
Break it down.
Yes.
It said that actor DJ Qualls went on stage, and this was like something that people were aware of, and he said very openly, I'm gay. And then he went backstage and like he started getting like support on Twitter, and that was really it. Mm-hmm. I thought he was a part of Jim Jeffries' show,
no.
which is why he was able to go on stage. Now, talking to you, you're backstage like you always are, and that's not how it went down.
No, no, no. It was not that. No, he is a friend to Jim, and I had just got off stage. And Jim had gone on stage, and Jim has a joke. And this is what I love about Jim. If you don't know Jim Jeffries, he's Australian. He's doing a benefit for the Australian wildfires coming up soon. He has an amazing bit. If you haven't seen it, check it out. It's about gun control in the United States. Mm. It's fantastic. It went viral. He's just a really good guy. He's open. He's very, I mean, I think he lets me as an openly gay man go on the road with him, and we just have a blast. He's like my brother. He's just very, very cool and open-minded and how everyone should be.
Right.
And so DJ Qualls came to see the show because they're friends, and we're backstage, and I just hear all of a sudden this like thunderous applause, and I'm downstage, or I'm in the dressing room, and he comes backstage, and he's like, yeah, so I just came out. And I'm like, what do you mean? What?
Okay. So you're just sitting on the couch, like, with the craft service table.
Right.
And he walks into the room and said, I just came out on stage.
He was watching Jim on the side, because we just kicked off the Oblivious Tour, which is going on this year.
Got it.
And so he's like, yeah, I came out of the closet. And I was like, oh, cool. And I kind of thought he already did, but he didn't. That was his thing. And Jim has a joke about Elton John. And DJ Qualls is the guy he's referencing in the joke about. Mm-hmm. So once Jim finishes the joke, DJ took it upon himself to walk out on stage while Jim is on stage and be like, yep, that's me. I'm gay. I've been gay the whole time. So cool. And then turned around and walked off the stage. And Jim was like, well, all right, well, that happened.
And security didn't stop him. He just like, went right
on stage. I mean, that's what I thought was, I was like, okay, well, cool. And then we all just kind of hung out. And then I looked over at the bottle of Kettle of One, and it was gone. And I was like, well, just because you come out doesn't mean you can't drink all of our vodka.
Well, how was he afterwards? Like, did
I mean, it's a little bit. He's doing well. We've talked. We've hit each other up in our DMs and just kind of chatted back and forth. You know, it's just hard for him because he was a little afraid that, you know, it was going to cost him his career. Mm-hmm. And Jim and I both kind of had to like reassure him, like, it's only going to like help your career because, I mean, you get to be yourself now.
Yeah, that's...
And I mean, that's something, especially like in the comedy community, because I can catch some vibes, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I want to ask you, I think we've talked about this before, but particularly in stand-up comedy, mm-hmm. it's more male-dominated, and
yes.
it's honestly more, I believe, straight male-dominated. Is it difficult being... I mean, wink, wink.
Wink, wink, yeah.
But do you deal with any discrimination?
I mean, I get... I've been told I wasn't gay enough. I've been told I'm too gay enough. I've been told, like... You know, I get guys, these like machismo, toxic masculinity guys that get nervous around me because they think that I'm going to have sex with them.
Yeah.
And I just kind of have to say, you know what? You're a four.
Yeah, tell
you know?
Them like it is.
I'm like, no, that's not going to... And what do you think? I'm just going to like... We're just gonna like bone in the back here. Like, no, get out of here.
Yeah.
So I mean, it is, and I feel like it has changed a lot in the past decade. Where, it's like, I don't care who you sleep with, as long as you're funny, as long as you're happy, as long as you're content with your own self. And so I'm really, really, really hoping that he can kind of look at that and. It just sucks because it's like you've been unhappy with yourself for so long.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Listen, they say that sometimes when people come out, it makes people feel better to do it in front of a lot of people
mm-hmm.
Because it feels...
He did.
And he sure he did. Sure. He went right on that
people.
Stage
yeah.
and said to a packed theater, mm-hmm. I'm gay.
Yep.
So DJ Qualls, really, congratulations. I hope that you're proud.
Congratulations, buddy. And I'm proud to call you a friend.
That's right. All right. Well, coming up, we've got What's Poppin'. Find out what celebrity is running for Congress. You won't want to miss it. Stick around with the new Channel Q.
The Morning Beat, the new Channel Q.
All right, now for all things pop culture, here is our segment, What's Poppin'? Now, The Oscars have been extremely buzzworthy because people were really upset. They thought a lot of people got snubbed, including Jennifer Lopez. People were not having it. And also the director of Little Women, Greta Gerwig.
People are really mad.
They were really upset. However,
Adam Sandler
was
upset. Tons of them.
Yeah, but they were really like rooting for the women. They were really not pleased with this. However, it's looking like there's good news for J-Lo because...
Oh, please tell me she's going to be okay.
She might be okay. Because she has Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Uh-huh. From Fleabag. And Killing Eve.
Thanking her for being the inspiration for Fleabag. She gave a speech and she said that because of the song Jenny from the Block, the song proved to be wildly freeing on a creative level and it opened the entire character for me. So thank you, J-Lo.
BS. Sorry.
Do you believe this? No. Why do you think she said that then?
Fleabag is way cooler than Jenny from the Block.
Listen, Jenny from the Block can put you in a feel, though.
No.
Usa, Jenny from the Block.
Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. No. I think it's so annoying. And the character from Fleabag doesn't have rocks.
She
has guinea pigs.
I cannot stand you. Well, there was a tweet that went out from Carly Malibon, and it said, it's too bad J-Lo left the Critics' Choice Awards before she'd hear Phoebe Waller-Bridge thank the superstar for inspiring Fleabag in a way she'll never know.
Did she leave the Critics' Choice Awards?
The other tea is J-Lo left once it wasn't going. But you know what? In a way, I do feel kind of bad for J-Lo. Do I think she should have been... do I think she should have been nominated? I don't know. But I do feel like... they hyped her so much.
They hyped her so much because I remember when that movie came out, Hustlers, and everyone was like, this is the best thing she's done. And I'm like, yeah, because she was in Anaconda and like, Made in Manhattan and Geely. It's like, yeah, of course. Like, she was good, but it was also like...
It wasn't difficult to top.
I mean, that pole scene was pretty solid. But I mean, like, remember when she... Did you see Hustlers?
Yeah, I did. Listen.
There was so much money getting thrown at J-Lo. I was like, is this real?
Yeah,
so much money.
There was, but do I think it was a nom? I don't know. I feel like she played a character that she could easily play. However, I would take Fleabag giving me credit.
I would take Fleabag giving credit, but also I would also take J-Lo getting nominated for a Golden Globe.
Yeah, That was good.
If I was going to be upset about a nominee not getting nominated, is that right? Nominee not getting nominated? Uh-huh. I would say, yeah. I would say Greta Gerwig as director.
Big deal.
I would say Lupita Nyong'o.
Big deal.
I would say, who else? I would say Awkwafina.
Yeah, Awkwafina was
she got an upset. That whole movie got an upset. So.
Well, rounding out what's popping, I'll leave you with this.
Pop.
Cardi B is also in the headlines. Cardi B also would like to be nominated, possibly for a position in Congress.
Oh.
She has hit Twitter and she has said she has a lot of ideas.
Does she?
And she'd like to go back to school and she would like to be a part of Congress in some way. And people are losing their minds, some good, some bad. Some are saying if Donald Trump can do it, Cardi B can.
See, this is a whole Pandora's box opening.
That's right. Well, listen, we'll continue keeping you updated. Now, coming up in our next hour, we have our celebrity veterinarian, Doc Halligan, joining us to answer your pet questions. And then Gigi Hadid, could she be deciding the fate of Harvey Weinstein? We're talking about it and our own opinions. Stick around. We're the new Channel Q.
The Morning Beat, the new Channel Q.
Happy Tuesday. It is a very special day today because not only am I celebrating my birth, we've got Justin Martindale in. You know him from E! And Comedy Central. Also, you're touring with Jim Jefferies.
Yeah.
Which is why we're able to talk
Oblivious
about...
Tour.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go to jimjefferies.com and get some tickets. I may be in your town.
This wasn't an opportunity for you to plug.
I just wanted to be the focus. I get it's your birthday, but I was born as well today, so I'm celebrating. I'm celebrating my birthday. I have so many birthdays, you don't even know.
Well, I've had so much fun already, but coming up this hour, we've got one of our favorite docs here, Doc Halligan, just serving us knowledge on our pets, how to keep them safe, and she has. She's been so wonderful. Also, this story is very interesting. Could Gigi Hadid be the one to decide Harvey Weinstein's fate. She apparently has been elected to be part of the jury. And although she said she's met him once, she wouldn't be biased.
Okay.
Oh my God. Let me tell you something. If they chose me, I wish they would choose me.
Yes.
I've actually been waiting. Ugh. I pray that I get jury duty. Like, I want to choose someone.
Like, February.
You do? Can I go for you?
Sure.
I've never been called to jury duty.
Oh, that's so annoying.
And I feel like I watch enough ID channel that I would smoke it. Like, I would know exactly what to do. I would have notes. I would look for evidence. I would not be biased. But I would hit the ground running, and I would be serious about the law.
But I mean, also, it's like if you were on the Harvey Weinstein case, I'd be like, all right, let's smoke this pig.
Yeah, I would too. I'd be like, you know what, Your Honor, I've had enough.
Yeah, we're gonna luau this pig.
Adjourned. Oh, we have a caller.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, is it Gigi Hadid?
It's Gigi Hadid.
Gigi?
Well, it's not as good as Gigi Hadid. I'm sorry, guys.
Huh? Who is this?
It's producer Justin.
Oh, hi, Justin.
Oh, hi, Justin. Hi.
Yeah. I figured I'd give you a call. I mean, I'm enjoying my paternity leave.
Aww.
And figured I would, you know, not miss a chance to say happy birthday to my favorite girl, Michaela.
That's so sweet.
You so put it.
Actually, if you could put Bennett on the phone. he's like 2 days old now, so
if
please.
You'd like to hear a screaming 9-day old, I will definitely put him on the phone with you.
Well, we miss you. How's it going being a father?
Yeah, Daddy.
You know? I woke up at 7:45 today, so it was pretty good, but the problem was I was up from probably 10 p.m. till about 5 a.m., so yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, is he a good baby or is he crying a lot?
He had a little issue feeding the first couple days, but we got that fixed, and you know, he's back on track. He's eating well, sleeping well, and he's in mom's arms right now just to lounging out.
I feel like that sounds like me at 32. Like, I'm sleeping well, I'm eating well, I'm laying in Lisa's arms. I'm just like very busy. Well, Justin, we miss you so much, but we're so happy that Bennett is healthy and you and Lauren are doing great. And it's so sweet of you to think of me on my birthday. And we're waiting for you to come back patiently.
I'll be back soon. And also remember, buy tickets for the Jim Jefferies tour and see Justin Martindale.
Yay. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks,
You're
Justin.
Welcome.
See you soon, hopefully.
That was so sweet. Oh, okay. Well, I love that. And on that note, let's do a little news on the beat. How cute was that?
I know.
If you're my friend and you haven't called into the show, it's over. I'll block you.
Yeah.
Okay, and news.
Hashtag blocked.
Hashtag it's over for you bitches. Okay, seriously. In serious news, serious political scrutiny is brewing over key moments in the recent rift between the U.S. and Iran. Iran's admission that it mistakenly shot down a passenger plane last week has revived anti-government sentiments among the Iranian people, despite the brief wave of nationalism that swept over the country following the death of Iranian Major General Soleimani. Now, the whole episode is being called Iran's Chernobyl moment. The question is, could the people's grief and fury lead to the revolution? I'm kind of scared. I don't know how it's going to go.
Fine.
Okay. Well, that
was Taco Tuesday and your birthday. What could happen?
I cannot deal with you. I'm doing serious news right now. Why would you bring up Taco Tuesday?
Because that's serious news.
You know I love it.
I know.
I love a good taco.
See, it got you off topic. You're like not thinking about Iran anymore.
I'm back into my birthday.
Yeah, you're like, all right, cool.
All right.
Don't be scared, girl.
I ran to those tacos, honey.
Every day is a winding road.
Okay, you know what? I've had enough of you. We're going to birthdays. If you're celebrating a birthday, you are celebrating with me, not Justin Martindale, who also seems to think he was born on this day.
I was not. I was born on March 20th.
Well, then we'll talk about it on March 20th.
Spring, baby.
if you're celebrating a birthday, you're celebrating with Arrested Development and Ozark star Jason Bateman, 51 mm-hmm. years old, actress and Sarah Paulson's better half, Holland Taylor, and also Dave Grohl, lead singer of the Foo Fighters.
That's a good crew to
That's
be associated with.
That's a really good
with.
Crew, right? And then for your vibe of the day, something that we're going to try to be giving you at the top of every hour from now on to sort of just help you manifest a better 2020, what's meant for you will come and stay. You will not have to force and feel desperate about it. What's meant to fall apart will fall apart, and nothing and no one will be able to stop it. Instead of feeling not worthy and stressed out, allow yourself to feel inner peace so that you can bring your best into each and every moment.
Wow.
I like that.
That was like a vision board.
honestly, I can feel your tone all the way over here, and I'm trying to help our listeners have a better life.
Bad.
He will not be back tomorrow. I repeat, Justin Martindale will manifest his way out of this studio.
I put the man in manifest.
The Morning Beat, the new Channel Q.
Welcome back to the new Channel Q. Now, it is our day to talk to celebrity veterinarian Doc Halligan. We're joined with, what's your name again? Justin...
If you ever...
Justin Martindale, you know him from E! And Comedy Central. But now, let's welcome Doc Halligan on the phone. Hi, Doc.
Hey, Doc.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So let's get into it. We have a lot of questions for you. The first question, I want to know how often my pets should be seen by the vet for a routine checkup. Is it yearly, 6 months, as needed? This is coming from Timothy and Rancho Mirage on 103.1 FM. And I could not relate more. Doc, I have no idea what the proper time is to bring your dogs in.
Well, if you have a young, healthy dog under 7 years of age or cat, we recommend coming in once a year for the yearly exam for a couple of reasons. One, usually the medical boards require you having to examine an animal within 1 year period for us to be able to prescribe medication. So there's legalities for that. And then two, pets age anywhere between 4 to 10 years in 1 year. So we pick things up on just routine exams all the time because we look at their heart. We look down their ears. We look at their teeth. We, you know, we find tumors. We talk about flea control. So it's important for the average pet 1 year. Now, once they hit 7, 8, 9, they're considered senior. Uh-huh. And then sometimes we'll recommend every 6 months. If your pet is geriatric and is on medications and having multiple health issues, I'll even go every 3 months because they're aging, you know, so much faster than we do.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that makes perfect sense. Here's another one. Should pets, like humans, take any supplements for their bodies? And if so, what types? And what should I look for in it? This is Joey in Orlando on 101.9 HD2.
If you're feeding your pet a healthy diet, you're not giving table scraps, their coat looks good and they're healthy, you don't necessarily have to do supplements. There are supplements out there that we do recommend for various conditions. Fatty acid supplements can help a lot of problems. Vitamin B supplements. There are supplements. But you need to be careful. A lot of people are adding in, like, CBD.
Yes.
And, yeah.
You know, because that's, like, a big thing now. And I caution people, don't do it, because what we're finding now is the CBD competes with receptors of medicine that we can be prescribing, and it can cause a problem. Here's a good example. It's always good to tell a story. You know, I do free spay-neuter.
Yeah.
All over the city of L.A. Mm-hmm. And we had a kitty come, young, healthy male kitty, and she wasn't on any medication. We asked that question, and we anesthetized it. It turned yellow. Its gum color went from pink to yellow. We were, you know, we quickly reversed it. Come to find out, the owner's giving it CBD to calm it down, but really it needed to be neutered. And so that's what I'm trying to say, is that just because it's over the counter, just like, you know, when you go to have a procedure and they tell you to stop vitamin E and all those supplements.
Right, right. The fish oil and everything.
Yes. Because...
But you know what's interesting? Doc, I heard that fish oil is actually a good supplement for the, at least for dogs in their coats. Could you do that?
Well, that's a fatty acid supplement. You should discuss it with your doctor first and make sure that they are on the same page as you. And then, like I said, heaven forbid, they end up having to have surgery for something or they cut themselves, and you need to get the right dosage. And you need to make sure you get the right manufacturer, you guys, because, you know, nutraceuticals, which supplements fall under, are not regulated at all. So that means, Michaela, that I could be manufacturing a fish oil product and it could have no fish oil or very little in it because there's no way to test it. So you also need recommendations of which supplements to get because there's so many. And the Consumer Reports did an article about 10 years ago on the glucosamine supplements. Mm-hmm. There was only one product, Dasaquin, that actually had the glucosamine at the level they said that was in the bottle. All the other ones did not have very much in it. Do you see what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, definitely. Well, okay, let me ask you one more question before we go. So a friend sent along this video of a guy walking to flying parrots on a leash. Is that healthy for the birds, and can bird owners do that? Sandy in Houston on 95.7 HD2 wants to know.
Yes. Okay, I walk my cat, and people go nuts, okay? You can walk a bearded dragon, a rabbit. Yes, of course, if they're trained and they enjoy it. Yeah, I think it's kind of fun, you know?
I love that.
And the guy with the parrots looked pretty cool. Like, he was just like, they were both flying together in sync. It was kind of amazing.
Yeah,
I saw a woman walking a big... big fat pot belly pig in Savannah, Georgia on a leash.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty cool.
Well, Doc said you could do that.
Yeah. Yes, it's totally fine.
Well, we appreciate you. We so appreciate you.
I enjoy looking forward to talking to you every week, you guys.
Well, we adore you. And if you have any questions, just go to DocHalligan.com for anything related. Also, Lucy Pet Foundation is an incredible foundation. You can find all that information on DocHalligan.com. Thank you again. We'll talk to you next week, Doc.
Thanks. Okay, bye.
Bye. Have a good day.
All right, coming up, could Gigi Hadid decide the fate of Harvey Weinstein? I'm going to go because...
Speaking of fat belly pigs.
The Morning Beat, the new Channel Q.
And we are back. Good morning, happy Tuesday, i.e. Michaela Gordon's birthday. I had to actually, think what day it was today.
Why would it be a question mark if they're having a good day?
No, I just have to question because sometimes my time is off. Like, I don't know where I'm at. I get lost very easily for not even walking around. But
it makes sense. You just need your exoskeleton.
I need my exoskeleton, tracksuit, and, you know, I just need to be reminded of things. Kind of like jury duty.
Oh, I love jury duty.
Take mine.
I feel like people hate jury duty. And I would just thrive.
You would see, I would go in there and I'm just like, they're like, why can't you do jury duty? I'm like, because I'm crazy. And then I would take all my clothes off and run through the courthouse.
That's a definite way to get press and to promote your Jim Jefferies tour of Oblivious. So maybe not a bad idea. Also, who's getting a lot of press right now? Gigi Hadid.
Who could be on jury duty for the Harvey Weinstein trial.
So this is interesting because among 120
jury
potential...
Jury Hadid. Sorry, I just had to throw in Jury Hadid.
You just said Jury Hadid. I can't. Yeah. Well, among 120 potential jurors called on Monday for the Harvey Weinstein trial, she is being looked at now... when she was sitting in the jury box, she said that she had met the former film producer, but when asked by the judge, James Burke, if she could be fair and impartial, she answered yes.
Mm-hmm.
He also asked, after reading a list of potential witnesses, Judge Burke asked the jury pool if they knew of anyone on the list. Hadid raised her hand and said, I have met Salma Hayek. And Hadid was among 35 potential jurors who were asked to fill out a jury questionnaire and return to court on Thursday. I'm going to be honest with you. I think that she should absolutely be looked at. I think she's
That's what she's known for, getting looked at.
Yeah, but I think that she should be a part of the jury because she's too young to know him. I don't think they've ever worked exclusively together. But I do think it's important that there is somewhat of a voice for these women who are part of the Me Too movement.
Yeah. I think it's a good... I think she's that part of that age group and that, like... And she's very... I feel like, I mean, I talked about her a lot on What the Fashion, but like, I feel like she's very strong-minded and very, you remember when they had that protester and she like escorted that lady off
For
the
Chanel,
catwalk?
For the Chanel runway.
Yeah, the Chanel show. She's very, I think she'd stand her ground. I think she'd be a good representation for the millennial women out there.
I think so too. I think it's going to be really important to have the proper diversity for this jury because we need young, we need old, we need fresh, and we just need people to convict him. I believe he's guilty.
Well, and I think it'd be great for the younger generation to kind of have the back of the older generation. conversation to be like, I'm so sorry you had to go through this.
Yeah.
And whatnot. So
definitely.
I think it would be great.
Well, we'll continue keeping you updated, but apparently we have a caller on the line. Gigi Hadid.
Is that you? It could be anyone at
Yolanda
this point.
Yolanda Hadid.
Oh.
Muhammad Hadid.
Yeah.
Bella Hadid. Okay, we have a caller. Yes.
Who?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, I just wanted to call you and tell you happy birthday.
Who is this?
Oh!
Do you know who this is?
It's my baby!
You have a child?
It's my son! it's my fake son! He hates when I say this. It's my baby brother, Sam, who I lovingly call my child from my womb. Hi, Sam!
Hi, Sam!
Hello. I was a little nervous about calling you on the radio, but I thought it'd be cool.
Oh, I love you. That's so sweet, bud. Well, I just talked to your son and your daughter, my niece and nephew, and I love them. Thank you for calling on my birthday.
Oh, you're welcome.
Could you imagine if he was like, I didn't actually know it was your birthday. I was just calling in.
Yeah, I just wanted to say hi. I just wanted to say hi and goodbye.
He's like, I just wanted to hear my voice on the radio. So now that I have, gotta go.
Shreya was like, hey, make sure you call your sister. And I was like, why?
You forgot. You know, just a quick shout out to my brother. My brother is a 28-year-old cis male, and he listens to our show every morning. He tunes in to We Are Channel Q. He's one of the best allies, and we appreciate you so much, Sam. I salute you for always listening and being the best supportive little brother to me and to Lisa, and I'm so happy that you called. Now get off the phone.
Oh, my God.
That's biased, but you do make me laugh every morning, so I think you guys are great, and just keep it up.
Thank you so much, little man. I love you. Goodbye, son.
All right.
Bye. Goodbye, my child.
Wow, that was very Sophie's Choice of you.
I know.
Like, goodbye, my child.
Goodbye, my child. Yep. He never knows how I'm going to answer the phone. I like to do different accents to throw him off sometimes. So, you know, it is what it is.
Well, he knows that you host the show, so you're not really throwing him off.
Yes, but sometimes when I talk like this, he doesn't know who it is.
That sounds like a Dr. Ruth sex expert.
Oh my, should I be a new character on the show?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hello, this is Dr. Ruth. I'm the sex expert, and I also am the editor for Playboy. But I've never been in Playboy because I'm not beautiful enough.
The Morning Beat, the new Channel Q.
Welcome back to the new Channel Q. Now it's time for a little What's Poppin' with our pop culture segment. Now, I love, Justin, that you did E! News. You did What the Fashion. You really covered that.
I did cover that.
I want you to cover it here as well. But I don't know if you know this. Sia has texted Diplo to see if he was interested in no strings sex. She's trying to get that cute casual hookup with Diplo, sources say. And she said, this year I wrote him a text and I said, hey, listen, you're like one of five people that I'm sexually attracted to. And now that I've decided to be single for the rest of my life and I just adopted a son, I don't have time for a relationship. If you're interested in some no string sex, then hit me up.
That is so bizarre to me.
Is it bizarre or is it iconic?
Good for her, but I'm like, why are you telling everybody?
I think it's because, you know what's funny? I think she's normalizing casual sex. And I think she's saying, like, it's okay to want to be single and still want to, like, have sexual intercourse with, like, four people that you like. And I feel like it's kind of like a confidence builder. If I was single, I might take no. Maybe I would text somebody that I liked and be like, hey, no, I can't even pretend.
Do you go to the press and be like, yo, I texted Diplo and we're going to bone?
Well, she said that he's the sweetest thing in the world, but also one of the most insecure boys that she's ever met.
Well, it's Hollywood. Welcome.
And he doesn't think that he's good enough at anything. He has crazy low self-esteem. Okay, now she's going in
because I know for a fact that Diplo has thick skin and an elastic heart. He is a kind...
Not thick skin and an elastic heart.
He is a kind, gentle creature. No, but now she's like dragging him. She's like, no, you need this.
No, she literally is like, you're so insecure. God. You think yourself is nothing and you have no self-worth. Come on over
now
here.
Now let me climb on you.
Okay, listen, it was all good and dandy till I started getting deeper into the story. Okay, Sia, calm down.
Yeah, she drinks unpasteurized goat milk, just FYI.
No, she doesn't. Uh-huh. How do you know that? Is that a real thing?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know that? Tell me. Give me a hint. How
I
do you
just
go?
Do things.
Okay. Well, listen, I stand for Diplo and I stand for Sia. I also did not know that Sia adopted a son.
I didn't either. That's so crazy.
That's even bigger news.
I mean, who knew? Does Maddie know? How does she feel about this?
Not Maddie.
Is she being replaced?
Dance Moms.
Dance Moms, Maddie. Maddie Ziegler.
Well, she's like 18 now. She is replaced. She's out of the house. She's a grown woman. Well, listen, I love that Sia adopted a son.
I know, but does she make him wear the wigs?
We'll never know. Maybe she does. Google now.
I need that nanny cam.
You need to find out. And we need Diplo to respond quickly. All right, you guys. Well, coming up in our final hour, could Bernie Sanders be sexist? Apparently, he told Senator Warren he doesn't think a woman could win the presidential election. That was in 2018. And we're going to break it down. And then we are finishing off with some birthday festivities. So stick around. We are the new Channel Q.
The Morning Beat. The new Channel Q.
Welcome back to the new Channel Q. What a show it has been. I feel so thankful to be celebrating my birthday today on air with such a good gig. You know, Channel Q, when I said yes to this job, I never thought in a million years that I would be so thankful and appreciative and really feel like it was family. And so I'm so happy to be here. I do not feel that way about you, Justin Martindale, but
correct.
You're here also.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I get to escape after this.
No. We've got Justin Martindale, a friend of Channel Q. You also know him from E! And Comedy Central. And he'll be joining us for the next couple of weeks. I'm so happy about
weeks?
Years. No, it's been such a great show.
It has been fun.
I want to share something with you guys before before we get into news on the beat.
And here it
comes.
Don't
say this is vision boardy because I will be mad at you.
No, if you want to say inspiring words, go for
it. I'm about to inspire the masses. No, you know, when I turned 32, whenever I turn a birthday, I choose one word, and it just depends on what I'm looking to do that year. And so this year it's vulnerability, because I recently listened to this podcast by Brene Brown. She was sitting down with Oprah for Super Soul Sunday. And I think that when people think of vulnerability, they think like it's a weakness, or you need to show your softer side, or you cry, or you're more emotional. And she said something that resonated with me that I would just like to share with you guys for your own thought of the day. She said being vulnerable is also being joyful and living in joy. And it's one of the hardest feelings to feel, because if you think about it, if you're looking at someone you love very much, like while they're sleeping, and maybe like your child, and you think, oh my God, I've never loved anybody like this, or I could never imagine loving anyone like this, you immediately think of a negative thought. Oh my God, what if something happens to them? It's very hard for you to just live in that joy. And she said that when we ask people to be vulnerable, that's actually what we're asking them. That's the meaning of vulnerability. So really try to just live in your joy. The ball's not going to drop. One shoe's not going to fall off. Like, let the moments just be good and just be proud of yourself. And that's hard for me. So that's my word of the year. Yeah, when life seems to be going good for me right now. I love my job. I love my partner. I feel happier than I have in a long time, in a few years. And I'm like, oh, great. What's going to happen now? Yeah. Life is going too good. But, you know, per Brene Brown, live in that moment and just be happy. So
that's nice. I want to share that with nice. You. That was
thank
it was,
you.
Yeah.
Well, you because you have a lot to celebrate too. You know, you do.
I would say I was thinking of mine, and I would say mine would be my word would be grateful.
I love that. And just because, what does it mean to you now?
Well, just because in the past 10 years, it's taken like a decade for me to get where I'm at. Mm-hmm. You know, I started doing stand-up back in 2009, and here we are. And it's like I've just had a great bunch of great opportunities, and I've made some great friends, and just kind of like to kind of stop. And I'm always so like, gotta go. What's the next thing?
Yeah,
what's the next thing?
Totally.
And just to kind of like step back and kind of look at it from a different point of view and
yeah.
just kind of acknowledge like, yeah, I've had my lows, I've had my really, really lows, I've had my highs, and I've had my really, really highs.
Yeah, I couldn't agree. I think about that too.
Just to be grateful of all of those experiences, no
That's
matter how bad
say.
They are.
Being grateful for the really lows,
the lessons, lessons learned.
Yeah, it's true. If I didn't feel those things, I don't think I'd be so grateful to be here now.
Yeah.
So vulnerability is my word and grateful is your word, and we love that. Well, so this hour coming up, we're talking about, this is interesting, could Bernie Sanders be sexist? You'll never guess what Senator Warren alleges.
I thought you were going to say, could Bernie Sanders be sexy? I was like, I mean, I'd hit it.
Feel the burn, baby. Feel the burn. You would not hit, would you?
I mean,
what if Bernie Sanders came up to you and he was like, Justin, I've been following your career for so long. I'm grateful that you're here.
Medicare for all.
He's like, I'd like to be vulnerable and express my love for you.
I'm like, I get it all the time.
And then we're going to round it out with Drop the Subjects, Ali and Jarrett. But first, let's give you a little bit of news on the beat with what's going down in the world. So the next step in the historic impeachment of President Trump has been looming for almost a month now. And after all the strategizing and negotiating, the pieces are finally falling into place for a Senate trial. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expected to give up her fight to withhold the articles of impeachment from the Senate today, which means everything can pick back up. House Democrats will then vote to appoint their impeachment managers, and a trial could begin within days. Now, some Senate Republicans have said recently that they're actually open to calling witnesses during the trial, something many high-ranking GOP lawmakers don't want, but want to wait until the trial begins to make that decision. Now, as far as the president himself, once everything gets started, he may need to adjust his schedule, but we'll continue keeping you updated with everything that's going on. Now, ABC's Jeopardy! Greatest of All Time tournament resumes today as well, as all-time champs Ken Jennings, James Holzer, and Brad Rutter battle for bragging rights and $1 million top prize. If Jennings wins, then it's over. It's a wrap. And if he doesn't, then it'll continue on until Wednesday. But we're rooting you on, and we're also rooting Alex Trebek on, battling pancreatic cancer. We love him. All right, if you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday. You're in good company, Capricorns. You're celebrating with Faye Dunaway. She's 79 years young. Also, Dave Grohl, lead singer of the Foo Fighters, and a famous out journalist and former Fox News host, Shepard Smith, 56 years old. Sheppy boy, a little sheppity-duppity. Why am I talking like that?
Yeah, I don't know. What's happening?
I don't know. I'm in a mood.
This is
what 32 sounds and looks like.
Yep.
All right, coming up, we're talking Bernie Sanders. Can a woman win the election? Find out coming up next.
The Morning Beat, the new Channel Q.
Oh, we are back with Channel Q. I am Justin Martindale from E! And Comedy Central. I have the pleasure of sharing this magical day with birthday girl herself, Michaela Gordon.
Thank you.
Yes. What are you going to do for your birthday?
Well, you know, I was just literally talking to our program director and one of somebody who I adore so much, Brian Holt. We love you. I'm doing this thing. I'm like so irritated with myself. I've been wanting to take this comedy class for about 10 years.
Yes.
And I have been so nervous and intimidated that every time I sign up, I don't go.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided that for my birthday today, I signed up last week, and I have to stick with it, and I have to go. I'm very nervous. I'm already in a bad mood.
You're going
to
be great.
But you know how it is. Like, when you get nervous about something, or it's an opportunity for you to grow, or maybe even fail, you're like, I don't want to do it. And so I really, this year, I'm going to lock and load. Even if I know I'm not going to do a good job, I have to go.
You're going to do a great job. You know why? Because it is a big year for women, and we have a couple senators who are women who are running for presidency, and one, and we have a guy, Bernie Sanders, who is saying that a woman could not be president.
So this is crazy to me, because I have always felt like Bernie is like for the people, men and women, people of color. And so there's a new attack being made that Senator Elizabeth Warren is publicly accusing Senator Bernie Sanders of telling her during a private meeting in December 2018 that he did not think a woman could win. And this is a really big accusation, which Sanders has previously denied in a CNN report. But I don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
I believe it.
I don't. You do?
I believe it.
I don't think Bernie. I mean, he's got AOC with him.
I believe maybe she could even possibly be taking it out of context. But whether he said, I don't believe a woman could win currently, or I don't believe the people are ready for a woman, I believe he said that to her. She wouldn't just lie and make, I can't imagine her lying and just completely making that up.
That is true. Well, his initials are BS.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying, it's an observation.
Okay. Well, listen, BS said that it's ludicrous to believe that at the same meeting where Elizabeth Warren told me she was going to run for president, I would tell her that a woman couldn't win.
But I think that just could be him playing towards her insecurities.
It could be. It could.
Maybe he's right.
Well, he went on to say it's sad. 3 weeks before the Iowa caucus and a year after that private conversation, staff who weren't in the room are lying about what happened. What I did say that night was that Donald Trump is a sexist, a racist, and a liar who would weaponize whatever he could. Do I believe a woman could win in 2020? Of course. After all, Hillary Clinton beat Donald Trump by 3 million votes in 2016.
Oh, cue the air horn.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Here's what I want. I want the Democratic candidates to stop trashing each other.
That's really how I feel,
just
too.
Just shut up and win already.
I know. We really, like, if anything, need to stick together.
Stop with the little nitpicking. And Whoopi Goldberg said it best on The View yesterday. As an avid watcher of The View, she said pretty much just like, join together and just get the job done and get him out of office. Quit the attacks. Quit the little, like, well, I heard. It's so gossipy in high school. And I'm like, that's what we have right now, is just this weird, gross, toxic reality show happening. So let's be the bigger people with the bigger ideas, and let's be the adults. Quit acting like kids.
Well, it's going to be interesting tonight because Democrats have faced accusations that the party really is lacking diversity at the top of its presidential field. Now, there's six candidates tonight who will be on the debate stage. All will be white, and only two, Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar, will be women. That'll be interesting. I'm, you know, I loved Kamala Harris, but I was really, really pushing to have a person of color. I mean, Andrew Yang is
Andrew Yang on the debate tonight?
I'm confused to
is he not there
to that now?
Is he like a billionaire?
He is a people of color. Like, he is a person of color.
He's kind
of
cool.
I really like him.
Yeah.
His birthday was yesterday. Also, he's a Capricorn, so he can be trusted.
Oh, so is William Hungs.
Okay, forgot about that one. Tonight will be interesting. I think that they're starting to realize that they're getting closer and closer.
But he's not
so
on
maybe
it.
Maybe the Dukes. No, I'm not seeing
it. How is Andrew Yang not on? He's like a billionaire, isn't he?
I'm looking currently, and I'm not seeing it. And it would not make sense.
That doesn't make sense.
Because he's doing well. He's polling
okay.
Yeah,
he is doing good, yeah.
Who's not polling, I'm so sad about, is Cory Booker.
And he's then out. Course,
he's out.
Pete Buttigieg, he's hanging in.
He's hanging in
who's
there.
Gonna be, we need to do like a Deadpool, like who's next to go. Like, let's like Vegas this.
Oh, we could do that. Who do you think's next to go?
I think it's, who are the people I'm watching?
You're watching two women and four white men.
I think Klobuchar's going to stay. Warren's going to stay. It's going to be Biden, Warren, Bernie. Ooh, who's the other one? Who's the rich guy?
Bloomberg. Mike Bloomberg, because Judge Judy is supporting him.
Bloomberg's
going to stay. Yang is not going to be there tonight.
I hope it's not Yang. I really want to go.
Andrew Yang will not be there. He's currently polling around 3% nationally, but unfortunately, he does not have the mainstream appeal, and he will not be there tonight to debate with the rest of the presidential candidates. All right, you guys, well, coming up, we are still celebrating our birthday, and when I say ours, I don't want to share it with Justin Martindale, but he insisted telling everybody today is also his birthday,
even though
it's March 20th.
Yeah, I don't want to brag, but it's my birthday as well. So.
It is not his birthday.
The Morning Beat, the new Channel Q.
Welcome back to the new Channel Q. Well, that's officially the end of our show, and it is time for a little celebratory. I've enjoyed you, Justin Martindale. I would like to invite you back tomorrow if you'd like to come.
I've enjoyed you as well, Michaela, and happy birthday.
Thank you.
I would love to come back. I will be back tomorrow morning.
Great.
And hopefully the listeners will like me. They like me. I'm cool here.
I think they like you. You listen, you're friends of the show.
Yeah.
We all love you here. I do. I think that we do as well. But I'm going to continue celebrating my birthday. You have plans today as well. And then it is a big night for our presidential candidates.
I know. You have a debate party to go to. It's your birthday. You'll debate if you want to.
I could. What if I just went in and I was like, it's my birthday and I'm just going to yell at everybody.
They'd be like, ma'am, take it outside.
I'd be like, it's also Justin's birthday.
No, oh, look, it's not.
Hi, guys.
I have a couple things to say before they hop on the mic. Michaela, I've known you for over a year, and I love you so much. You are literally like my sister, and I've gained so much love for you and everything that you do. You're literally part of my family, and I'm so, 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 so grateful to have you in my life.
God, get a room.
I want to hug you over there, baby.
Oh my God! I love you guys. Should have seen him. I'm not kidding you.
Are you sick or something?
5 o'clock.
It's her birthday. Yeah, she's also sick.
Ellie is such a hater.
Michaela, it's been so great.
Don't touch me unless you're interested.
Unless you want a piece.
Oh, listen,
sure.
I'll say goodbye to Katie if you touch my arm like that again. He opened the door this morning at 5 o'clock and he was like, "You're 32," and I was like, good morning.
Good morning.
And then she took her Boniva and carried the show elegantly and gracefully.
Oh, thank you. I love you. Well, what are you guys talking about today?
We're just going to talk about you for four
hours. That's what I'm talking about.
We're going to have impersonators come on the show.
Oh, that's fun.
Michaela Gordon impersonators.
Yes.
Yeah, we're really excited.
Only Michaela Gordon impersonators.
We have this old guy coming in. It's actually his 65th birthday. He's coming in. He does a really great version.
Oh, it's uncanny.
Oh, my God.
And then we also have Melania Trump coming in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, which this is actually my first time meeting her since everything happened.
Hello.
Yeah, since the plagiarism scandal, and like she's it's going to be contentious.
Well, she was cozying up with Vince Vaughn.
I saw that. It kind of made me cringe a little bit.
That was nerve-wracking.
Right? And slapping hands. She was, get off me.
I was like, oh.
Can we ask you a political question? Because we couldn't figure it out.
No.
Why is Andrew Yang not in the debates?
Andrew Yang didn't make the threshold. Like, you have to have raised so much money and have so many specific donors, and I don't think he made it to that threshold by the cutoff time, which
I think was last week.
Doesn't mean you're out of the race, right? It just means that you couldn't go on the debate stage.
Well, that's just dumb because he's always like, I'm not getting enough like press and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, then be there.
Yeah.
Then maybe you will.
Well, I mean,
and you're a billionaire.
Well, the Democrats have like these thresholds that you have to meet to be in each debate. So
we need less thresholds. We need more action.
Yeah. See, there are a lot of people who believe that. And that's like a big debate within the party. I don't necessarily see it that way because it's important that you have enough support to actually get votes, right? If you don't have enough support in the way of donors and states and money to be raised, then realistically that's not going to translate to votes. And it's like, well, you probably shouldn't continue being a part of the conversation. People aren't going to actually vote for you, which is how they make that determination of who should be in the debates.
Then can I ask you this groundbreaking news? Do you believe that Bernie in 2018 told Elizabeth Warren he does not think a woman can be president?
I think Bernie Sanders is an old, curmudgeon-y old man. And, like, of course Bernie Sanders thinks that. Like,
I thought so, too. I kind of believed it.
I hit it.
I don't think that.
He's been saying this all morning.
He's one of the impersonators, actually.
Exactly. He's coming in to play you a little later.
But I don't think that Elizabeth Warren would say that if it wasn't true.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's how I feel too.
I believe, you disagree?
If Elizabeth Warren told me the sky was green, I'd be like, the sky is green. I'd be like, it does have a bit of a yellow tint today.
But in Oklahoma, when the sky is green, that's tornado weather.
See, I'd be thinking maybe we're having tornadoes.
Mm-hmm. You know, these are the questions.
We'll be talking about a lot of these things, not necessarily whether or not the sky is green, but tonight we're going to be doing our first debate night and late night. So it'll be me, Ryan Mitchell, Karen Oakham from various different publications, and then also...
Wait, this is so cool. Where do we watch this?
It'll be here live tonight, right after Love Live. It'll be, and also Matthew Crafty from the Log Cabin Republicans will be here.
Oh,
and
nice.
So we'll be live at 9 o'clock, right after the debates finish up.
Are y'all gonna play debate bingo?
We actually built an election bingo for our show that we haven't really used.
Impeachment bingo.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I do think we should do some debates tonight.
Yeah,
debates for
debates.
We can do some bets on what we think is going to be said.
Well, we will be here tomorrow with you, Justin Martindale and myself. So have a great rest of your day, and then we'll see you tomorrow. Stick around for Ali and Darren's Drop the Subject. Bye.
The Morning Beat, the new Channel Q.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.